The Pocahontas County Board of Education held the first of its two annual school calendar public hearings at its March 5th regular board meeting. According to the proposed 2018-2019 school calendar, the schools will open next year on August the 9th for employees and on August the 15th for students. The Thanksgiving break and the spring break will remain the same, and those days will not be used to make up snow days. The first semester ends on December 20th. Unless there is a need to make up snow days, the last day of school for students will be May 23rd, 2019, and June 4th for employees. A question was raised about school opening before the state fair, and Ruth Blam, who was sitting in for the superintendent at the meeting, explained that students showing animals at the fair could apply to take educational days to show their animals. There will be another public hearing on the proposed 2018-2019 school calendar to be held at 5:30 p.m. just before the March 19th regular Board of Education meeting. This naturally led to questions about how the school employee walkout will affect the remainder of this year's school year schedule. Ruth Bland said that the only direction they've received so far from the State Board of Education was to first get through the walkout, and then they would provide direction about any changes to this year's school calendar. These changes could possibly involve changes to the April 10th to April 25th window to conduct state testing as well. As we know now, the walkout ended on March 7th, so we anticipate learning more about changes to this year's schedule early next week when we meet with Superintendent Beam. The West Virginia Division of Forests requested a right-of-way through part of the PCHS campus to improve an existing dirt road which runs just inside the school's property line near the water tower. They want to do this so that they can access remote parks of the Seneca State Forest for timber management purposes. They propose graveling the road, gating it, and posting it for authorized use only, which would still include use by the school's forestry classes for educational purposes. The board members emphasize they do not want public access to the road, particularly during hunting season, as firearms are not permitted on school property. This will be placed on the next meeting agenda for consideration. After approving routine financial reports and payments, the board approved a contract with the Pocahontas County Parks and Recreation allowing construction of a public access trail on the Marlinton Elementary School campus for fishermen to access Knapp's Creek. This contract will still require a few revisions at the next board meeting. They approved the entrance age policy, which needed to be brought into compliance with new state statutes regarding the ages of children entering preschool. They authorized the Wendell Company to conduct an energy performance cost analysis at no cost to the Board of Education to determine the amount of energy savings the Board of Education could experience if Wendell upgrades their energy systems such as lighting and heating. These upgrades would be paid for using those savings without any upfront cost to the board. They approved P. Duane and Justin M. Carr to transport 14 students to the Skills USA competition in Fairmont, West Virginia on April 12th to the 14th. This trip will be paid for using vocational funds. Board member Joe Walker reported on his discussions with members of the School Building Authority, the SBA, about the board's application for a major improvement project, or MIP, to make repairs to the Green Bank School Building. He said the SBA appears to understand that using MIPs is the only option left to the Pocahontas County schools to repair their school buildings. There was no personnel agenda for this meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.